Morning, Talmidim. Like usual, when we come back from a break, we give a Shevach V'Dorot HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're all back healthy. Hopefully everybody had a change of scenery, change of schedule. And when you leave the walls of the Beis Medrash, we need extra Siyata Deshmaya. The fact that we all came back and we are okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue helping, continue Siyata Deshmaya. Hopefully it was a good rejuvenation to give us the Koiches to continue the year, the Shmaki year. To put in the koiches, it takes a lot of koiches. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the help. We should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in everything that we do. And we should have the rest of the year, a Geshmaka year, until the next break that's coming up shortly. And from there, we'll get more rejuvenation for the next part of the school year, but B'siyata Deshmaya. This week, Shabbos Shira, it's a very, the Hoibana week. It's a Simcha, we're in a very Simcha Digga time period now. Last week was Yitzias Mitzrayim. This week is Kriyas Yamsuf. It's an extremely dehoibin, a happy times that Klal Yisrael is reliving. Many Batei Midrashim have the minhag that twice a year, on Shvi'i Shel Pesach and on Shabbos Shira, during Pesukah de Zimra on Shabbos, when they say the Shira, that they say the Shira Pasuk by Pasuk. That means the Baal Tefillah says, "Va'ayoyish Hashem b'yemuhu as Yisroel miad mitzrayim, va'ayoyish v'mayis al sefas hayom." And then the Tzibur repeats the pasuk, and then the Baal Tefillah goes to the next pasuk, and the Tzibur repeats the pasuk entire va'ayoyish and az yasher. They do it on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and we do it now during Parshas B'Shalach. Now we know Chazal bring down the concept of Kriya Me'oiris as man when you lay in the parsha. It brings down the Hashpos Toivus of what happened during that time. So when we lay in Shabbos, Parshas B'Shalach, we lay in the Shira, it brings down the Hashpos that came down during Shvi'i Shel Pesach, during all the Nisim that happened at that time, and the Hashpos means the good tidings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, he resends it every time we lay in it again. And since we're going to be laying in this week's Parshas B'Shalach, the Shira, it is an opportunity to again connect to those hashpois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down and to grab onto it, meaning that we should have kavana when we hear the Shira, that whatever came down with the Shira during Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we want to connect to it now as well. And I want to bring it down to more of a simpler level. Chazal also tell us that people that say the Shira every day with kavana, with simcha and kavana, he's going to be marich yomim and you have good years. If you say the Shira every day during davening, and you have mind, you're saying it besimcha, as if you just went over, you just had Kriyas Yamsuf, and you're going through the Yamsuf, you saw the miracles in front of your eyes, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha that you're going to live marich yomim v'shnoisav. So how do we connect to something that happened so many years ago? Still today, we should say it besimcha. How do we connect to the concept of pasuk by pasuk now to remind us Kriyas Yamsuf then? It goes a bit deeper. The Medrash Rabbah brings down that there's a machloikis, there's a locha that every day by davening we have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. So every day by davening, during Kriyas Shema, we say, so we say Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim every day by Kriyas Shema. And then a few, in Ezra Sofi Seinu, we say, so we mention Kriyas Yamsuf as well. So every day a person should say Yitzias Mitzrayim during Kriyas Shema, and you should also mention Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Medrash brings down the machloikis. What happens if someone only said Yitzias Mitzrayim, or someone only said Kriyas Yamsuf? Was he yoytze davening? Since we have to mention every day by davening both Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, are you yoytze if you only said one? So the Medrash is noted. It seems like that if you only said Yitzias Mitzrayim, you were yoytze, but if you only said Kriyas Yamsuf, then you have to go back and say Yitzias Mitzrayim as well. So it also seems like that it could be that Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim could be a bigger thing than Kriyas Yamsuf. So to understand what is the significance of remembering every day Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, that if you didn't mention it by davening, you have to repeat davening. So we also have to understand that a Klal Yisrael reached the beginning of Amuna during Kriyas Yamsuf. As we say, Vayirom es Hashem, Vayar Yisrael Asiyad Gil Hashos Hashem B'Mitzrayim, Vayirom es Hashem, Vayaminu B'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. Once they saw that Yidin went through the Yamsuf and the Mitzrayim all died, they realized, that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. It took till then. What happened during the Mitzrayim? They saw all the Makkas, and they saw the Mitzrayim were inflicted with the Makkas, and the Yidin were not. Didn't they see so many Nisim happening in Mitzrayim that they needed to wait until after Kriyas Yamsuf they should reach their level of Amuna? Shouldn't they have seen it in Mitzrayim already? And when they left Mitzrayim, they still didn't reach that the highest level of Amuna. They needed to see them Mitzrayim dead in order for them to reach the highest level of Amuna. Now, pshat is, we're talking about before Kabbalah Satara. Before Kabbalah Satara, everything was, they had to see it in order to believe it. They had to see it. If there were makas, yeah, it could be that, yeah, there was a mak of Dam. Then there was Tzifadeya. Lav Dafka, that they associated Tzifadeya had anything to do with Dam. Lav Dafka, they associated that Kinem had anything with Dam, had anything with Tzifadeya. There was just a whole bunch of things that were happening in the world. Who says that they're connected? Yet after they went through all the 10 makas, and after they left Mitzrayim, and when they came to the Yamsov, and they realize that they are stuck, there is nowhere else to go. That means that all the 10 makas didn't mean much to us. Because if we had all the 10 makas, and, okay, so we survived that. But now, there is no way out of us. We're surrounded. There's a Yamsum on one side, there's a Midbar on the other side, and a Mitzrayim are coming from the back. There is no place to go. We are so stuck. So at that point, Klal Yisrael was shtickl losing the level of even if they did associate the Makkas, they saw the Adam Mitzrayim. But here they felt like there is no way out. They didn't have the Torah yet. They didn't have that chelik of Amunah baked into them that they were able to believe. They didn't have that yet, even though they saw so many Nisim already. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yamsuf, that solidified, that built that tremendous emunah in Klal Yisrael, that not only during Kriyas Yamsuf, yet for life, anytime you see something small already, that evokes that emunah. You don't have to see. You believe that everything that happens comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before Matan Torah, before they had that solidification of that Kriyas Yamsuf, it wasn't so steadfast. It wasn't so strong. Now, once that Kriyas Yamsuf came, that made it so much stronger that from now on, once they got the Torah, they didn't need any open nisim in order to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Every day today, you didn't have nisim happening to them. Every single day. You think back a few days ago, a few weeks ago, a few months ago, how many worries you were worried about one thing, you worried about something else, you worried. And then a few days later, the worries go away. Worries don't stay long. You're worried about something, and then somehow it went away. Do we ever stop and think, one second, can I think back this past week, how many worries I had, how many concerns I had, and am I still concerned about it or not? Chazal tell us that every single day when we say the Shira, we should remember what happened then during Kriyas Yamsuf. We should remember what happened during Yitzis Mitzrayim. During Kriyas Yamsuf, we thought that we're so stuck. We didn't think that even the Makkas did anything to us. We were so stuck, we couldn't move. Reb Chaim Brim, from the Big Mashpiyim in Yerushalayim, he used to tell the Talmidim, he said, just look what happened during Yitzis by Kriyas Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael was standing there, as we said before, so stuck, there's no way out. And what was happening in Shemayim when Klal Yisrael was standing by the Yamsuf, not knowing what's happening next? What was going on in Shemayim? He says, in Shemayim at the time, they were preparing for Shvi Yishal Pesach. They were preparing for Yom Tov, because now it's going to make, the Kriyas Yamsuf is making Shvi Yishal Pesach. So they were already spreading out the white tablecloths, they were setting the tables, they were bringing down the beautiful dishes and the beautiful suda for Shvi. In Shemayim, they're preparing for Shvi Yishal Pesach for Yom Tov, while people on the ground were so stuck, not knowing that we can get out of this at all. Zok Reb Chaim Brim, anytime a person feels stuck, remember that in Shemayim, they're already preparing for the Yom Tov that this stuckness is going to bring. Remember that in Shemayim, there's a different plan. They are already planning the Yom Tov. They're already planning the salvation. They're already planning the Cheirus. So when you think that you're stuck, think about Shemayim. So when we say Shira every single day, we have to think about our areas that we feel stuck. Chazal tell us that during the time of Kriyas Yom Tov, all the waters around the world split. And some write that all the waters are referring to, if anyone ever feels like he's stuck in hot water, he's stuck in deep water, you should know that during Kriyas Yom Tov, when the time when we say Kriyas Yom Tov, when we lay Kriyas Yom Tov, or every day when you say Oz Yosher, you could get out of the hot water, you can get out of those waters that you're stuck in. So every single day when we say Kriya Shema, number one, what's the most important part to say is Kriyas is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because now we have the Torah already, we don't have to see how the end of the salvation is going to happen. But every shtickle nechama that we have, every piece of problem solved, it doesn't have to be the full problem solved already that we have to celebrate. Any small worry that we have that we don't have anymore, that we have to celebrate. So every single day when we say Shira, we have to say Pesimcha Gedoyla that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only took us out of Mitzrayim and did Kriyas Yom Tov for us then, every single day again, this Kriyas Yom Tov and the Zeicha Metzias Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of our worries, takes care of our problems, He resolves all of our issues, and again, we have to daven. Not always do we see all the answers right away, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely helps us at that level of Shira that Klai Yisrael said by Yom Tov is something that we have to say every single day. But we don't have to wait to Kriyas Yom Tov. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is the main thing. As soon as there's a small Yeshua that someone sees in his own personal life, then right away that gives a chizik to say the Shira, to say, you know, yes, Vayimino Hashem Moshe Abdi, we have that Amunah. We don't have to wait for the full salvation, for the full Yeshua to come. We are zoich every single day for small Yeshuas. I spoke about this a few times already, I think. This past Sunday was on the calendar, it's a special day. Special day, February 2nd. It's a special day. Anyone knows the day? What? The special day of February 2nd? From previous Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day is a very special day on the calendar. What's Groundhog Day? It goes on a tradition for years and years already. It's celebrated mainly in the United States and Canada. Special day, Groundhog Day. I think the name of the groundhog is Punxsutawney Phil, if I remember correctly. Don't ask me how to spell it, but I think it's Punxsutawney Phil. What's so special about Groundhog Day? Every year, February 2nd, early in the morning, you have thousands of people that get together in Pennsylvania, and they march, and they watch this groundhog, the Ekel de Gechaya, come out of his hole, and he can predict if this winter is going to be 6 weeks longer or spring is going to start 6 weeks earlier. So if when he comes out in the morning, he can see his shadow, that means that winter is going to be another 6 weeks. If he comes out and he can't see his shadow, that means spring is coming early, 6 weeks early, it's going to be warmer for another 6 weeks. And with that, the people march, and there's fireworks, and they celebrate, and it's like Yehuda Mamish, it's that Simcha Gedolah, they celebrate an unbelievable celebration based on this groundhog, whether he saw his shadow or not. It happens to be that this Sunday, Nebuchadnezzar saw a shadow. That means according to their prediction, it's going to be winter another 6 weeks. Don't mean to mess anyone up, but another 6 weeks of winter. Now, you could ask, Simcha Mazu Oysa, what is the Simcha? The people were marching, and again, the celebrations that they have, there are thousands of people that are celebrating. You could think that the Chiefs won the Eagles, you could think. I mean, you could think it's such a Simcha, I don't know what. But they're celebrating that he saw his shadow. Now, you would think that if there's such a big celebration, that probably the statistics that show that whatever actually sees a shadow, that maybe 90% of the time that's what happens. Percentage-wise, the groundhog is correct 40%. So it's not even 50% of the time that the groundhog is correct. 40% of the time. So it doesn't. The statistics doesn't show anything. Yet, people need to entertain themselves. So they make a celebration. They make happy time. And they make... So you look at the world, you can get thousands of people gathered together and celebrating something. It's like, not a bear, not a wilderness, not a groundhog, not a winter, not a spring. So it has no shaykhs to the truth. But it's a celebration. When we look at what happens to the Yid every single day since Klal Yisrael was formed, and how many trials and turbulences we went through, and how many times Klal Yisrael doesn't get lost, Klal Yisrael continues on. And why? B'schus the Amunah, b'schus the Shira that we say every day, and b'schus the Zeichel and Tzias Mitzrayim that we remember every day, that it happens to us every single day today. Not only going back thousands of years. And when we know when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our tefillos are heard. Not 90%, 100% of the time. Not always is it the answer is going to be as we want it to be. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillos. Isn't there a greater celebration for us Klal Yisrael every single day when we say the Shira? Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsev, every single day we have to remember it. Not only remember it, we have to live it. And when we say the Shira, yes, say it with a nigun, say it with a gishmak, say it with kavana, because then you connect yourself to the emunah, you connect yourself to realizing the small taivas that may seem small, but every small thing that happens to you, you'll remember to thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's definitely something that's 100%. And if we're going to say it with a shir, we're going to say it with a song, we're going to say it with kavana, we will connect to our shpors that come down during Shabbos Shira. It's not only putting out the bread for the birds. It's not only saying Parshas Haman today. It's connecting to the kashas, all the kashas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Gemara brings down during Kriyas Yamsev. We're connecting to that, that just like that wasn't hard, nothing is hard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe we talk about Zeichet, connect to that Hashpoes, and have a Geshmak the rest of this month, and we should only hear some Chesanachas.